The news cycle isn't the only 24-hour cycle we see. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, June Lee, associate professor in the Department of Human Genetics at the University of Michigan, discusses how our brains are also on their own 24-hour clock.
Most of our bodily functions, such as appetite and alertness, follow a regular 24-hour cycle. This daily rhythm is generated by a network of interacting proteins in our cells. Their rhythmic patterns can be studied in skin and blood cells, which are easy to collect, but they are difficult to study in a human brain because it's not ethical to take a brain sample out of a living human once every few hours. Our team solved this problem by comparing brain tissues across different people who have died at different hours of the day. If there are indeed regular rise and fall of gene activities in brain cells, we should be able to see recognizable differences between those who died at night from those who died during the day, as long as most donated brain tissues show the activity patterns typical for their hour of death, just like a clock damaged in earthquake stops at the exact time of the quake. This is indeed what we found. While we still could not follow a single brain over time by studying many different people, each having died at a different point around the clock, we demonstrated that brain cells in humans indeed show a 24-hour rhythm in gene activity, with hundreds of genes being cyclical. Having learned these patterns, we were also able to look at a sample from someone whose time of death was unknown and estimate this time based on its telltale gene patterns. Interestingly, for people with major depression, their estimated time of death was far off the actual time, as if they had died while living in a different time zone. This is likely because people suffering from brain disorders often experience disrupted sleep. Being able to study daily cycles of the brain this way opened up new directions to understand the relationship between sleep quality and mental health.
That was June Lee of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.